You see schedules October hearing for Rayburn move to ERCOD, written by Tom Kleckner and read by an automated voice. Public Utility Commission of Texas last week set a hearing for October 16 to 17 on Rayburn Country Electric Cooperative's proposed transfer of 96 megawatts of load and 130 miles of transmission lines from SPP to ERCOD. As to the Kentucky case agreed to the schedule during a pre-hearing conference before the commissioner's June 28. UC of Texas June 28 open meeting PUCT. Rayburn Country and NextEra Energy's Lone Star Transmission filed a request in May to move Rayburn's SPP load and related transmission assets into ERCOD and transfer an 11-mile, 138kV line and associated facilities to Lone Star. The tested case stems from an early diet, in which Rayburn had proposed to transfer 190 megawatts of load from SPP into ERCOD. The companies have proposed to use a transmission plan ERCOD put together as part of the early proceeding to integrate Rayburn's load. COT originally estimated the integration cost at $38 million, but in QUOT, modified alternative option in QUOT, suggested by Unker, has lowered the cost to $31.07 million. BP also conducted a study of Rayburn's migration in coordination with ERCOD. TO's analysis indicated annual production cost savings of $14 million to $18 million in its footprint through 2025. BP's Texas territory would save $15 million to $19 million over the same period. According to the study, SPP's transmission customers will see a total increase of $4.06 million in their annual transmission revenue requirements. System operators are among the proceedings inventors. SPP load accounts for only 12% of Rayburn's demand, with the remainder in ERCOD. Co-op owns and operates 367 miles of transmission lines in Texas, 207 miles in ERCOD, and 160 miles in SPP's East Texas footprint. Star is a transmission-only utility in ERCOD that owns and operates about 624 miles of 345 kV transmission facilities in Texas. Commission approves Wildorado Wind Ranch purchase. During the Commission's open meeting, the PUC approved GIP3's acquisition of NRG Energy's Wildorado Wind Ranch, 161 megawatts facility within SPP's footprint near Amarillo, Texas. Wildorado Wind Ranch. Commission's ruled the transaction would not exceed the Public Utility Regulatory Act's 20% limitation on combined ownership and control of installed generation capacity within a power region. UC of Texas Chair Dan Walker PUCT. UC Chair Dan Walker modified the order to use the facility's nameplate capacity in calculating the installed generation capacity share. Since had proposed the CASI be calculated at 5% of nameplate based on SPP's planning criteria, but Walker said in QUOT, no data was provided in the record in QUOT to support their calculation. Use of nameplate CASI increased GIB3 and its affiliates' generation ownership within SPP to 4,814 megawatts or 5.48%. Called for a rulemaking to in QUOT clarify in QUOT how generating CASI is calculated in the future. QUOT, the rules were originally adopted in 2000 and much has been learned since that time in QUOT, she said in a memo. Tom Gleitner.